This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Calling Grass Nation, we are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
You've got mail.
Hello, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in.
So you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this podcast, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you can go spend time with your family.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we've already got a Go Touch Grass Patreon up and running with all of our test episodes, mini trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spin-off series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Yes, and also, we have a very fun announcement. Again, we will be performing our first ever live Go Touch Grass episode.
Exciting.
At the Yes and Laughter Lab Fest Friday, 419, not 420.
419.
April 19th.
At 420's 7, Eve.
420's Eve. All 20's Eve at 7:15 p.m. at Asylum, the comedy venue here in New York City.
Yes, exactly. We will be 420's Eve at the Asylum, which is a comedy venue and not like a place where receiving treatment.
Yeah, not the Batman place where everyone picks everybody.
And guys, we have an incredible guest
you
today.
Have to read it exactly how it's written.
Yes.
I added something.
Oh, okay, great. I will read it exactly as written. We've got an incredible guest. He's a writer. He's a comedian. He has the same birthday as Millie. You know what? That's so. I did not have that in my original intro.
That's why we have two people looking at the outline.
That's so important. He is a pillar of the podcasting community as one of the co-hosts of Stradiolab. It's George Severin.
Hello.
Wow. Welcome.
Wow.
I'm so happy to be here.
I did not realize we had birthday twins on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, not same year. You can speculate.
Are we not same year? I don't even know. I don't even know who's older, who's younger.
Well, we'll keep that a mystery.
Yeah, everyone guess.
I also, I'm like, I want to be closer to Millie, but I can't because of the mic. But I feel the need to address that because normally if we were sitting next to each other, I would be more
yes.
Amorous.
That's the Cancer Leo cusp.
Yes, exactly. Right, it's exactly. The Cancer Leo cusp. It's the two of us. It's Courtney O'Donnell. There are some good. Should I dox her birthday?
July 21st?
July 21st.
Because mm-hmm. It's around Selena Gomez, and
we had a whole thing, and I was wrong, and Millie was right, and I should have just...
Yeah.
Selena is... I actually looked this up recently. Is she, what, 19? July 19th? Or
22.
Or something.
But she's the Cancer Leo cusp as well. It's really important.
But speaking of important,
yes.
On Stradio Lab, you dissect straight culture for the masses.
Hmm.
Is there an aspect? Yes. Every time I listen to the Daily, I'm like, Michael Barbaro and his fucking, Anyway, you dissect straight culture for the masses.
Yes.
Is there an aspect of social media that you find to be particularly emblematic of straight culture?
Mm. Oh, you know, I do think GIFs are straight.
That's GIFs? So true.
Yeah.
I think a
video is gay and a GIF is straight. Like if you're, I think responding with like a reaction video, like someone being like, you know, like that video of Black China's mom being yes.
Oh yeah.
Like I think that's gay, but I think doing the same thing, but having a GIF is straight.
I am going to have to push back on that because I feel like no one else. I feel like the gays are keeping NeNe Leakes GIFs in circulation. Well, like, if it's a GIF of a black woman, you can almost always assume it's a gay man.
Well, maybe they were in, like, 2016.
Wow. Okay. The conversation has moved on, and now it's videos.
Wow.
I think it's reaction videos.
I feel like the cutting edge. I'm going to say the cutting edge gays, but the gays that are going to Madonna concerts.
Yes. Well, there's... drag me. Drag me to hell, because you know I went to the Madonna concert the day after I got gay engaged.
Oh! Wow.
I was literally trying to find a photo. We didn't take any photographs when we got engaged, but then we have 15 photos of us in front of the Madonna like mural at Barclays. And I was like, this is humiliating. Like,
not her
no,
show.
No, it's literally
just the mural of Madonna.
Selfies of us in front of just writing that says Madonna.
But nothing of like the heart.
No, you know, I have a video of her. Oh, you mean our engagement? No. I have a video of her doing Ray of Light. I have a video of her doing some real B-sides from American Life that only I knew the lyrics to. I was the only person in our entire section who knew the lyrics to the song called Mother and Father.
I proposed.
Wow.
You couldn't even see, and let me tell you something. Straight people would have
call in
a video crew.
No, it's true.
Neighbors and family and friends.
Yeah,
but
that is,
you gotta get Ray of Light.
The like being on one knee and then the photographer coming out of the bushes. No
I'm
offense
saying.
If anyone here did that. It's well, totally okay.
I just want to go on the record
I know
and say we did not do
you
that.
You did not do that.
We did not do
did
that.
Did you have an engagement?
You have friends plan and you have pictures and photos.
We have pictures. The proposal happened privately. We were at Central Park because Danny and I went on our second date to Central Park.
Sounds pretty public, but go on.
we went to a secluded area of Central Park. Mm-hmm. The proposal happened there. And then when we went over to the like bridge area, mm-hmm. then we had some friends there.
You went to a secluded area where it was all gay guys
cruising.
Gay.
I was
all blowjobs.
That is actually a important element to the second date story, which is that we did the little boats. We rode over to a secluded area of the boat situation. Danny was telling me all about his life growing up with his single mom and like everything about him. And I could see over his shoulder a guy going down on another guy. And so I was like, hey, it's really great getting to know you. We do have to row away, I think, from this area. And so part of the proposal was that he took me to almost the place where we saw those guys going down.
Yeah, wow. And then he hired two gay guys to recreate that moment.
And then we recreated
really
it.
And they're in your engagement photo shoot.
There will be people, it will be documented, mm-hmm. but there will be gay sex happening where you won't document it.
No, but we will be.
But there won't be gay sex.
No, we're waiting until marriage.
But not till the Madonna concert. Okay, there's nothing. Okay.
But all wait, right. I like the question of what is straight about internet culture. I mean...
What part of internet culture is straight? You say GIFs. I feel like that was fair.
I think establishing something as though it's some huge gossip and then it's completely disappointing.
I feel so heavy.
Sort of like the West Elm Caleb of it all. Like that kind of controversy.
Oh, we got into that.
We did a whole search history on that. If people want to sign up for the Patreon.
But I'm like, not everything.
It's like how now.
It's like how everything is a Netflix or Hulu docuseries. And you're like, do we need one about how Abercrombie advertising was misleading? No.
Wow. Yeah, there's... Isn't there a new documentary? I heard this reaction to the new Brandy Melville documentary.
Totally. Which, I don't know. They did some fucked up things.
Right. Read an article.
Yeah, I think that was kind of our friend Katie Ruth Ashcraft's take on it was that she was like, yeah, wow, this company that sells clothes to little girls is not ethical.
I'm a little bit like, I don't know the Brandy Melville details,
but. Well, they purposefully do, like, they don't have sizes. They just do. One size fits all, and it's an extra small.
My issue with a lot of this, a lot of the like Abercrombie and Brandy Melville, like I feel like people care more about misleading advertising than they care about like ethical working conditions. Where I'm like, where's the documentary about how everything is made? I mean, I know they do exist. I'm not saying I invented the concept of ethical production, but I'm like, I'm feeling a little bit like, you remember that Shein confidence influencer?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah,
I am sort of obsessed with her.
We should do the confidence activist because
she's great.
She's still going.
Because I love.
She has like all these things of like, fuck racism.
Yeah, well, she loves being a confidence activist that also doesn't care about sweatshops. It's sort of an iconic political position to hold.
there was a TikTok I saw today where there's all these like boutiques and all these things now that you can get on Instagram, like these two piece whatever or these dresses that are charging $100, $200, $300. And there's this big scandal because one of them had a Shein sticker or like tag on it. And it's like a lot of these, a lot of even these like quote independent boutiques are getting it all from the same Shein factory.
Oh, I'm sure. Wow. Did you see the story about the hotel that had room service that was Trader Joe's frozen meal?
I did see that. I did see that.
You know what? But we got into this discourse last week. Some of those Trader Joe's frozen meals, I would have one delivered to my
room. And honestly, better than like a shitty C-list hotel's, you know, kitchen would.
Well, if you're getting charged $26 for Capo de Pepe and it's a $2.99 frozen
dinner. I'll take a little bit of a markup because they're going to bring it to me. They're going to put it under. Want it under the plate.
Yeah, they did. The room service comes in.
I want the presentation. So I'll take a little bit of a markup, not $26.
But that's what they're charging, and that's the problem.
That is. And that's the fucking problem.
Speaking of problems.
At the beginning of our last episode, we let our guest, Caleb, address the bisexual community that was angry at him. You mentioned that you have people in the wine community that are angry at you.
Yes, the wine community is furious at me.
And so you want to walk us through what happened and let us know kind of, you have the floor.
Happily.
You have the floor.
And I'm actually really happy that I have the floor to address this because I'm terrified for my life. Wow. I haven't been able to walk into a wine bar, a natural wine bar in Brooklyn for weeks.
Wow. And you know, listen, if there's a place, if I wrote a George Tavares pilot, it would take place in a wine shop.
In a wine shop slash bar.
Yeah.
Slash bar in Brooklyn.
Yes. Like, it would be a romantic comedy about the owner of a wine store and the owner of a wine bar.
Yeah. Come on. And so,
and they're across the street from each other.
And they're across the street from each other. And Madonna's performing.
Yeah. And it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Okay. Green light that, honestly.
Yeah. it's never going to get green.
Yeah. Ray of white. Well, no, that sounds white supremacist. I meant white wine.
Ray of rosé. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Why'd you piss off the wine community?
I at a show, sort of like it came to me. It was not a prepared bit. I started talking about natural wine and I was like, so what's the deal with natural wine? They just don't finish making it? Like, that was the joke. And then people did laugh because it's like, that's the whole thing. It's like natural wine has like sediment and it's like, more nothing added, nothing taken away or whatever, and there's sulfur. I don't know the details, okay? But people, it was sort of like it was a nod to truth enough that there were people laughing, and so I was like, oh, that's like a funny thing, maybe that's like a sort of B plus enough to post online. I made the mistake of, rather than saying natural wine, saying orange wine, which I know is not the same.
I have an orange wine joke, but
the joke is something along the lines of like, I can't believe I fell for orange wine for 3 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the, you know, innovation there is that they don't finish making it. And then people like laugh, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. That I know in my heart that is incorrect. That's not what the deal with orange wine is. Mm-hmm. I know that I was supposed to say natural wine and I know those are different. And by the way, I knew those were different at the time. I just like, I don't know. You're like in community
sometimes
with people. You say something. It's sort of like true enough that people are laughing at it. It's not a big deal.
It's a joke.
It's a joke, whatever.
It's a joke.
People get it. Like, people get what I'm referring to when I say like an orange wine that's like super cloudy and looks like kombucha and it looks like funky and it doesn't look like quote unquote refined. Like, people understand what the joke is. So whatever, I posted it and everything under it is literally people being like, here for the ratio, like came here, like people being like, it's a mix of people completely dragging me. And then also people actually trying to educate me earnestly about wine and being like, you know, there are a lot of orange wines you would like if you like a more like, if you have a more like, you know, if you like a more clean, crisp.
I think that's worse than the people trolling.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, that is like the two worst possible responses is people who are mad at you and people who earnestly want to educate you.
Yes. And it's a lot of people whose handles are like at Chef Ben.
Yeah.
And it's like someone that is like the sous chef at a Miami restaurant. No offense. And it's like, and then there actually were people in the food industry who, you know, I guess hate orange wine. And who were okay with the factual inaccuracies and were on my side and were like, yeah, orange wine sucks. And they would like post it and be like, finally someone speaks on this issue or whatever. And this had like multiple waves of like, and by the way, there's nothing on Instagram. You can't mute something.
No,
so I would just go trying to like do my job of like promoting shows or whatever, and it would just be like comment after comment of like dumbass wine ignorant faggot, like
wine ignorant.
I had a situation. It's crazy that Instagram does not let you mute things, because I had like a Taylor Swift character video that went viral, and this wasn't even about me. There were two people, adults, I looked at their page, true grown adults, who were fighting with each other over who a particular Taylor Swift song was about. And I was getting notifications for weeks. They were going back and forth every day going, you think you're smart? You're the dumbest person I've ever seen. You don't even know, blah, blah. Like, it was. It got to the point where I was like, I think I have to block both of these people for themselves so that they can stop. Because not only is this video over a month old at the time that this argument started, it's going on and going on and going on, and I'm getting notifications every day. Something,
and there's nothing to stop. I also love when people talk about you in the third person, when someone be like, can someone tell him that's not what he thinks it is?
Well, I just got a notification directly. Yeah. That happened to me when I did the Android video, and I said that, you know, people, which I've been vindicated. Thank you, antitrust law, Department of Justice. If anything, I will vote for Joe Biden again, just to make sure that Apple does get sued by the Department of DOJ. Yeah,
completely different.
Yeah, like, I want to see this play out.
Yeah.
And I know Donald Trump will drop it, but anyway. Because I want Apple to go down. I said it all goes back to Karl Marx and his theory of conspicuous consumption. But later I realized from comments that I actually got it mixed up. It wasn't Karl Marx. It was Durkheim who said, you know,
conspicuous
consumption. And, you know, again, I made a video retraction. I did it on stories. And I'm like, hey, guys, like, I study sociological theory. Honestly, you know, what Karl Marx was saying and what Durkheim was saying was in conversation with each other. That's what you learn when you whatever. And it's not like Karl Marx is saying something completely different than Durkheim. He's saying that people buy shit for whatever. And like, so then it was like pro Apple people who said all kinds of crazy shit about how I look, people who said that I was wrong. Earnestly, people who months later, it's like, actually, it's Durkheim. I'm like, I know it's Durkheim. Yeah. I said it five comments ago.
I mean, it is tough when you know you are, quote unquote, in the wrong. Like, ultimately, the people that are telling me I'm wrong are correct, because I did, in fact, mean natural wine and not orange wine. But you just sort of have to be like, first of all, look around. And if 25,000 other people have made the same point, maybe you don't also have to
make
that
point.
People
don't read the comments. And I'm like, the comments is where it's at. Yeah. Look at the comments first and then see if people addressed it. And if also, you agree with it, just like it.
Yeah. Also, people like tagging their friends and the friend being like, yeah, he's an idiot. It's like, just text each other. Just send it to just text.
Yeah, just DM. Please DM this to each other.
Wow. So in the George Tavares versus wine conversation, you know, you've taken ownership. You know where you
I have taken ownership. I will
but
not.
Also, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
And by the way, not to be Hasan Minhaj, but there is spiritual truth to what I'm saying in the sense that like you can understand what I am trying to say even if I didn't say it the right way.
We've had in other episodes before we go to the discourse.
Yes.
In other episodes, we've had to discuss people who go online and say a statement that is 100% sincere. And then after they get backlash, they're like,
oh, they're like, it's satire.
It's a skit. It's a skit. Totally. You're clearly on stage. And this is also my thing of like, I personally have like a philosophical clash of like, the algorithm wants us and people want us to post our jokes in our stand-up clips, and it's important, quote unquote, but you're kind of setting yourself up for failure because you're removing the context, you're removing everything that makes a stand-up show special, the crowd, the openers, this atmosphere, whatever, and you're just putting it online cold for some asshole in the middle of nowhere who doesn't know anything about you to make a fucking thing about this joke that you've led up for 10 minutes.
Exactly, because there is a thing to a stand-up set of, like, introducing the audience to you, getting them on your side, introducing them to your perspective, getting them into your world, and then you're gonna make your jokes or whatever, and all of that is removed in Reels culture.
Yeah,
is all of
Reels and TikToks.
Reels
so
and
it's
TikToks.
Like tough, but.
But
speaking of TikTok,
of TikTok. All right. So, George, you said before we started that you are not really on TikTok.
I would
at
say
all.
I'm not on TikTok, period, at all.
Incredible.
When it first popped onto the scene, I was like, I know I have an addictive personality. I was like a huge Twitter addict for so much of the 2010s. The way it has like melted my brain, you would not believe. To this day, I feel like
I'm still on there. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still on there too, but like, I just think it has rewired even just like how I think of politics, how I think of building an argument in a way that's bad. Like, in a way that actually, even though I know it's wrong, my instinct is to think in like a Twittery way when I hear something. And when TikTok first came out, I was like, I know myself. If I get on this, I will just be like start living in a basement and only looking at my phone. And I just can't do it. So I literally have never downloaded in my life.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Because this story.
Because this is a deep. I would say that this story is not only deep TikTok, but it's also deep my unique FYP. It's the things that TikTok learns that says. TikTok said, Elise Morales wants to know every facet of this story. And this story is the story of Sarah Joy, a.k.a. At That Plain Girl, a.k.a. the Amish TikToker who is maybe pretending to be Amish.
So. I mean, unfortunately, I'm all in.
Yeah. So just with those details alone, this is an incredible story. We're unraveling a mystery today. It's a mystery that's ongoing. Mm-hmm. We don't have full answers.
Open-ended.
It is much like Serial, is that we're gonna get to the end and we're not gonna know 100%. You know, more info might come out. More information might come out, but here are the basics. All right, so Sarah Joy, like I said, she goes by the handle That Plain Girl. Plain is like what, like Amish, Mennonite, anyone in that sphere, they call themselves plain people.
Whatever.
Okay, they need a confidence activist.
Where's that white girl with the short hair?
I don't think they're allowed to be confident. Technically not allowed. She amassed more than like 500,000 followers and started her account in September of last year. So that's some pretty good growth.
Yeah, wow.
I would say. You know, we're on the road to 500,000.
Yeah.
Half a million followers at like 800. But anyway, so at September of last year, she started documenting her life as a Amish Mennonite in West Virginia. Side note, I had to look up the difference between Amish and Mennonite because that comes into play here. So all Amish are Mennonites, but not all Mennonites are Amish. Hmm. And Mennonites are allowed more technology access. So they can like have electricity. They can like have a car. They can't have a TikTok.
Well, I was about to say,
you definitely still can't have a TikTok, but we'll get more into, there's conversation around, is she Amish or is she Mennonite?
Okay.
She's definitely presenting herself as Amish on the account.
Okay.
So, and she does not, like, when people call her Amish, she doesn't say, like, no, I'm Mennonite. So, that's kind of up for debate. The account gives people a look at her Amish life. She's sewing on there. She's making meals. She plays guitar. She jokes about her Amish lifestyle. The story that she gives is that, like, she acquired a phone and has started posting and that she wants to leave and be a hairdresser. She does speak, like, negatively about the Amish community sometimes. She talks about, like, it being dominated by men, that, like, that people can be abusive. So it's not all good pro Amish.
I love the
content.
Backstory being she acquired a phone, she started posting, like pretty relatable, honestly.
Yeah.
It happened to me. Exo Jane.
Exo Jane.
I have questions about, like, is the phone, maybe she's just using it for, maybe it's like she only gets on Wi-Fi and that's when she can post.
But isn't she posting things from home?
She is posting things from home.
So doesn't your house have to have Wi-Fi?
Yeah. So these are excellent questions about.
Or she could just have 5G. Oh, she doesn't have an account. You mean?
So, yeah, exactly. Got so it. I'm like, if she acquired a phone, then is it hooked up to 5G? If it's not hooked up to 5G, then she must be on Wi-Fi. She works at like an Amish store. She calls it a plane store, and she does videos that are like, I work at a plane store. Of course I'm going to stare at your tattoos.
Oh, God. Okay.
Like that.
Yeah. See, this, I'm sorry. I know I keep interrupting you. This type of tone, like those videos, drive me up the wall. I'm like,
it'll be on Instagram in 10 days.
Yeah. But like that trend of like, I'm bisexual. Of course I have a boyfriend. You know, yeah. Quote Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb, it's
anyway,
been said.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. But these are perfect lines of inquiry, you guys, about, and like, this is the picture that I'm trying to give you of Sarah Joy. So with that information, it brings us to March 27th.
Uh-oh.
Sarah Joy posts what she says is going to be her final video. Now, this is like a screen. I'm going to play it for you. This is like a screen grab of it. So you'll see text popping up that's like the person who reposted the video's assessment of the video itself. You can just ignore. What I want you to focus on is Sarah Joy, her tone, and all of that as she is posting what she says is going to be her final one. Okay.
Hello. This is the last TikTok that I'm going to be making while I'm still in the community. It has been very nice to get to know all of you, and I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me to talk about the community. I wish you all well.
That's so scary.
Immediate feeling is kidnap.
Yeah.
Video.
Or that they found out she had TikTok and she has to get off.
Yeah. So people see that. They're freaked out by it. Oh, and the caption of the video reads, I deeply apologize if I have offended anyone for stepping outside of community guidelines. So from that,
okay,
Millie, you say you're getting that you found her TikTok.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I'm getting this as a storyline that she has fully scripted ahead of time, and I will be tuning in for the next chapter.
So, okay, she posts that. I will say that I have been getting Sarah Joy content fed to me pre this video. Mm-hmm. I had seen a previous video that she posted where she said, hey, if you see me at work, like, don't bring up my TikTok.
Oh, shit.
So when I saw this video,
somebody
fucking, some dumbass narked on Sarah Joy, and they came to her plane store and they said, hey, I've seen you on TikTok, and now she's in trouble. That's generally what people think. Apparently, she'd also posted that, like, the bishop was coming or something. Mm. People are like, it's the bishop's got, she's, the bishop got her. So people are freaked out in the comments. Mama Tot is in the comments. Are you guys familiar with
that?
Mama Tot?
No.
That put a pin in Mama Tot discourse, but Mama Tot is like a feel-good mom TikToker who I think has like a southern accent, and she'll be like, you just need to shine on, baby.
Okay.
And does content like that. So Mama Tot is upset. Mama Tot is very concerned. Everyone's concerned. People start calling a wellness checks in on her.
Oh my God.
The Mineral County Emergency Management Office eventually confirms to the Daily Mail, because obviously the Daily Mail is breathlessly covering what's going on here.
Nothing. They can't do the Royals anymore. They're going to find
somebody.
Yeah, no,
they're on to Sarah Joy. Yeah, is that okay? We've rounded out that story. What's the next mystery? It's Sarah Joy. So they said they've been inundated with calls about Sarah Joy and with concerns for her well-being, and the sheriff's office is looking into the situation. Another Amish TikTok creator who left being Amish, and that's their deal, they're the misfit Amish, says,
oh my God. I have to say, I'm not regretting not joining TikTok.
This is the kind of stuff that you learn, and you learn about all these characters where you're like, who the fuck are these people? So the misfit Amish says that they've made direct contact with Sarah Joy and that Sarah Joy is physically safe, but that everyone needs to stop calling wellness checks on her because it's not helpful. And then, this is from my notes. She said the bishop was coming. People are worried about the bishop, etc.
Okay.
Then, later that same day, enter TikToker Kenzie Rain.
These names are
so stupid. I know. Kenzie says, she posts a video. I'm not going to post the whole video, but I will I will tell you how it starts. Bitch, if you're Amish, I'm Amish because I know you.
So Kenzie.
Kenzie Rain comes in hot and she says, I've known Sarah Joy and her family since high school. She's not Amish and she has receipts, pictures of Sarah Joy in non-Amish attire with thick rimmed emo glasses in a chambray denim shirt.
Wow.
She says, Sarah Joy is not Amish. And also, this girl, Anna, who she says is her Amish friend, that's actually her sister.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So.
Can you convert to Amish?
Excellent question. Millie, that's the first question people start asking. You know that's been addressed. So now there's a debate in the comments between all people who have no fucking clue what they're talking about saying, you can convert to Amish. You can't convert to Amish. I have Googled it, and I am here to tell you, you can, but it's rare, and it's not really something they like. They're not going to try to convert you. An Amish person is not going to try to convert you, but if you come to them and are like, I want to convert to being Amish, they will maybe let you.
Well, it's also like, if this is a woman who is slowly learning about the problem, how problematic it is... wouldn't she have learned about it as she was I keep wanting to say transitioning as she was like becoming Amish? I'm just confused about the time. How old is she currently?
You know what, that's a great question. I actually don't know her exact age, young. But I think she's in her early 20s.
So she's in her early 20s, and as recently as I guess high school she was not Amish.
Yeah,
she must have converted when she was like,
if she did convert,
if she did convert,
she must have converted recently.
But here's the thing, she does have TikToks where she references her Amish childhood. So that kind of the conversion narrative is really undermined by the fact that she's on here being like, this is a book I read as a kid being Amish and all that kind of stuff. She has another video where she, hold on, let me find the exact like quote of it. It's one of those things that's like, when you're an Amish kid and you fake being sick so that you can miss planting day. Like that kind of,
I mean, we all know that feeling.
That feeling when so like she has definitely presented herself as having been Amish from the jump. According to Kenzie, Sarah's family is religious but not like Amish religious. Her dad is a pastor. He's an Assemblies of God reverend. I don't know what that
sounds
means.
Sounds pretty Amish to me.
Yeah.
But there are, like, she shows photos of them as a family. Her dad's wearing, like, a baseball cap, etc.
Wow.
So, you know, not, again, not in Amish or Mennonite. Because even if you're a Mennonite,
you're not wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah, you're still wearing the plain attire. You just, like, can have electricity and, like, a car.
Okay, I have to say that this is Elise's FYP. My FYP when it concerns the Amish community is that there is the largest buffet in North America, maybe in Pennsylvania, definitely in Pennsylvania, and it's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and all my FYP is like, everyone has to come to this buffet. It's
a literal buffet.
It's literally a huge buffet with steaks and shit, and it's only like $20, and it has all
and
these
it's run by Amish people?
And it's run by Amish people, so the food's good as fuck, and it has extra thick milkshakes, and that's what I'm, in terms of Amish content.
I mean, I'm
content,
there, yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks sick. I'm like, I do want to go. Just to go.
I mean, but if you see Sarah Joy working, don't say, I saw you on TikTok.
It has all the fresh apple pies. It looks good.
Yeah, she like works at she calls it like a plain store.
The
so
plain
I think
store,
they probably, I think they probably have some, probably like really good syrups. Like
they
I
have
you
good
can
syrups.
Get some...
They do really good furniture.
Yes.
Apparently,
bonnets.
I'm sure
they
the bonnets
do really
are
good,
great.
Like goods because they're good quality. Because they ain't got nothing to do all day but make them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, apparently, Amish, the two industries of Amish people now are growing weed and breeding puppies.
Yeah, they are. There's a whole Amish puppy mill TikTok that we can't.
Yeah,
we're not going there. Because Sarah's not involved in that, as far as I can tell.
So she has not replied to any of this?
She has responded.
Oh, my God.
So things start popping off online. People are like, oh, my God, Sarah Joy is fake. Sarah Joy is pretending to be Amish. People find an old TikTok account belonging to Sarah Joy from 2022. Oh, her no. handle was Antagonize the Patriarchy.
Wow.
So very different content.
Wow.
And like, here's a screenshot of her old TikTok. She's got a blowout. She's talking about the Menendez brothers in this.
What about the Patriarchy?
All right. So she's doing like performance art now.
She's in deep cover. This is like training
all
days.
Of this, yeah. Sarah does respond, and she posts another TikTok. She's in Amish clothes, and she says, "It has come to my attention that someone here is spreading nasty, hateful rumors about me. I was told to choose the plain community and the community that I am in, or the world, to be all in or all out, and it was my choice to make. And so I chose the plain community. Yes, I did. The girl that made those awful rumors about me saying I'm a scammer and a fraud, I kid you not, the last time I saw her was in 2018 or 2019 when I had already joined the community. And by the way, I wasn't looking to the side in that video because there was a person holding me hostage, you goofballs. I was looking to the side because someone was pulling past me in a truck. Stop listening to so much true crime. I am not a hostage." So, number one, that was the tone of the video is what was giving hostage.
Right.
Yeah. She seems like she's crying.
And now she's saying she did join in 2018?
Yes, but the TikTok antagonized the patriarchy is from 2022.
And we're sure that TikTok is her. It's not like someone who looks like her.
I watched a lot of the videos. I mean, the person would bear an uncanny resemblance to Sarah Joy. And also the house that is in this TikTok, in the old TikTok, it seems very similar to the house that she TikToks from.
I see. Okay.
Now.
But then she has to like sew and shit. Like, I guess I'm just like, how deep was the Amish cosplay going? And then if she did convert to I keep wanting to say convert to Islam. If she did.
Well, maybe that's her next move. She's creating another TikTok account as we speak.
I'd watch that. It's Ramadan right now.
Another thing about Antagonize the Patriarchy, sorry, that is a clue towards that it is her account, is that the Antagonize the Patriarchy follows Kenzie Rayne.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's a pretty
big clue that it's Miss Sarah Joy. And this TikTok is from 2022. So, and then, like I said, she says she converted several years ago, but she's got TikTok saying that she was a child.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. She says, Amish child.
Also, so then people find her friend, Anna, who is also, according to Kenzie, actually her sister. People start looking at that account. They realize that the house, again, they live in the same house.
But is Anna Amish?
No, Anna does not pose as Amish. So that's kind of something that confused me about how Anna was presented as her friend. But spoiler alert, that plain girl, the account has been completely removed. Joy has deleted her entire account. So it was hard for me to go back and figure out exactly how Anna was presented. Mm. But Anna is not Amish. Here's a screenshot of her FaceTiming her dad to get her first Christian tattoo.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart Family Cards. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or whether you should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart. And then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction like The Women by Kristen Hanna. And Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
Was it her first tattoo or is it her first
Christian? Just her first Christian. All the other ones are
I'm not sure. It was her. Okay, it says first tattoo. She says, I got my first tattoo on the 1 year anniversary of going to treatment. I got the tip of a quill pen to remind me that God is writing my story and my choice to not try to end it. That is very, you know, that's emotional. Yeah, but content. I'm like,
is it just a quill pen? Because, I mean, it's just a pen.
She like, just loves Harry
it's
Potter.
It's just a reach. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, she got, the thing is, she got she's a Harry Gryffindor, Potter tattoo, it sounds like. And then she was like, this isn't really playing well in the current climate.
So I got to pick a least problematic.
I'm saying it's, you know, a Christian
tattoo. It's Christian. Tough to choose the right religion to go viral these days. You never know what's going to be, you know, what's going to play well.
Well.
Also, before, so now Anna has also deleted her account.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's getting smoke from that plain girl. But before deleting the account, Anna liked a comment that people think confirms that Sarah Joy is being dishonest. The comment said, good on you for deleting any involvement. No need to be dragged down by anyone else's dishonesty. You know your truth. And we won't disappoint you. It's, sorry, I think there's like a typo in this. But either way, I feel like that comment could go either way.
Yeah, because it could be people, commenters' dishonesty. Like, yeah. It could
but either
be
way,
dishonest.
Anna's off.
Okay,
Anna's
and so gone. Both of them are off.
Both of them are off. And now there's an entire Reddit dedicated to, it's called like Sarah Joy Snark, and it's all people trying to, I got a lot of stuff from this Reddit of people pulling from Antagonize the Patriarchy, all of this stuff. But of course, we get to where every discourse gets to, the backlash to the backlash.
We love the backlash to the backlash.
So Sarah Joy's defenders say this is all a misunderstanding and that she's actually Mennonite, which allows for more freedoms. But like I said, Sarah Joy has never clarified that she's Mennonite. She's been referred to as Amish a bunch in the comments. Mm-hmm. She never says, actually, I'm Mennonite. And even if you're Mennonite, you can't really be on TikTok. Like, that's not what that is.
Yeah.
So funny.
And then the other argument, which I think is a place that we get to often, is who cares? If she wants to pretend to be Amish, let her pretend to be Amish. And to that, I'm kind of like, yeah, but she did scare everyone by making a weird, like, I've been kidnapped hostage video.
I think if you're deep in the comments, people clearly care. So don't be like, who cares?
She's
like,
got half a million followers. People care.
If you're trying to be, that's the thing about holier than thou. It's the same thing of when Liev Schreiber, when the Ariana Madix, Vanderpump Rules thing came on the New York Times, and Liev Schreiber is like, is this news? And it's like, sir, this is not the space to be holier than thou.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing in the comments.
Well, everyone is talking about it. Yeah. So it's kind like, of news.
In the comments of the 18th, like, uncovering of the Amish girl thing is not the time to be like, who cares? Like, if it's who cares, you swipe away.
Yeah, you cares.
You cares.
You're typing.
You're typing.
You're typing away.
George,
do you cares?
Well, I mean, this stuff just scares me so much because I'm like, we're post-truth, y'all. That's me as a politician. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are. It's just like, it's just all people, like, trying to figure, people truly living in like a different state, different city than this person, debating whether or not she's Amish.
Yeah.
And then no one is, there's not even like, there's nothing to even.
I hope these people vote, but they probably.
Yeah. Do they? I don't know. Who are they voting for?
Well.
I just don't, I really am, this is what scares me about, maybe it's also just because like, the same thing could be happening on Instagram, but because I know the architecture of it so well and I know what to pay attention to and what to ignore, I have like the media literacy to deal with that. But then something like this overwhelms me so much where I'm like, this is scary. This is QAnon. Like, it's too many people debating without knowing anything. No one is verified. No one is, you can't, like, who's to say that this random girl did go to high school with her, or maybe she like found an old Facebook of hers and just like copy and paste the photos. Like,
yeah,
to me, it's not like, to me, I understand being overwhelmed by it, but you have to understand that some people don't watch sports.
Yeah,
People don't engage in The Bachelor. Course. Some people don't have, their hobby is to get into these niche things and discover if this girl's Amish or not. And like, that is their hobby.
I mean,
and
I will,
that is their thing. And me and Elise want to capitalize on that.
Yeah,
and
totally. No, and I think like it just, it really, obviously, what do I think? I think this girl is not Amish.
Yeah,
and I think she's like clearly you know, wanted to go viral and maybe like did a few videos where she pretended to be Mennonite or Amish or whatever, and then saw that it was getting attention and probably like earnestly did start building a community of people she was like having fun talking to. And then she was like, well, I'm not harming anyone. Like, ultimately, I do long term want to, you know, smash the patriarchy. What better way to do it than to start small? Antagonize the patriarchy. Well, I'm going to start small in the Mennonite community and then next stop the White House. And so.
So researching this discourse was crazy because it really is, apart from a Daily Mail article, it's all people like responding and this Reddit stuff. And it is like there is no concrete anything other than what I've presented to you here. I think my working theory is that she did start working at an Amish store.
Yeah.
I think that was real. And when you you work at the Amish store, you get the uniform. So now she's got the uniform. Wow. She starts making, I work at an Amish store content. That content is hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, I guess I'll be Amish or whatever. It's spiraling. It's going along. Now she's got 500,000 followers. Someone eventually is going to clock that she's not Amish. And so I think that she made a very ill-fated decision to sign off in the most dramatic.
Yeah, because she should have just deleted all her shit.
She should have just said, like, I'm actually doubling down on my commitment to my community. I'm signing off because I don't want to be on TikTok anymore because I just am so Amish.
It's so toxic.
Yeah, like I'm so Amish that I don't want my community anymore. Instead, she made the scariest video possible.
Yeah.
And Mama Tot and everybody started being like, are you being held prisoner? Also, because she has this history of talking negatively about stuff that happens in the community, it's like, people are genuinely going to be concerned for... People are going to care if you sign off in such a dramatic way.
Woman Talking won the best screenplay of 2023.
Yeah.
And instead, it's not Woman Talking, it's Women Posting.
My theory is also that, like, I bet you someone threatened to come out with this stuff privately to her.
Yeah.
She kept getting these messages like, you're a fraud. And she was like, okay, I've been caught. And so the fear in her eyes was more about being caught by online sleuths than about being caught by, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis in The Crucible.
Because I did see one TikTok from a guy that was like, there's a super easy test to prove whether or not she's Amish.
If she floats in water.
If she floats. Yeah, exactly. You're just dumber and like, no. It's, does she speak Pennsylvania Dutch? Which is like a very specific language that only an Amish person would speak. And if you're Amish, you absolutely would speak it. And if you're not Amish, there's no, like, you wouldn't. So he's like, He basically said in Pennsylvania Dutch, like, get on here, Sarah Joy, and talk to me. And there aren't any videos of her speaking it.
I think you're right about her starting to work at the store and then being like, this is my brand. Because I think this is someone who had been trying to find what is my thing. Like, antagonize the patriarchy was like, she was like, okay, I'm seeing other people antagonize the patriarchy. Maybe I could also antagonize the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't able to set herself apart. Then it's like, okay, if you combine antagonize the patriarchy with I'm also a Mennonite, now we're talking, like, this could be something, like, someone call, you know, Hulu Plus.
Well, Hulu Plus. And I think this goes back to, like, the central argument, or, like, not central argument, but the shift in our culture has been, for a long time, people were, like, doing anything for community acceptance or doing anything for money. But now it's been doing anything for your viral moment.
Yeah.
Doing anything for your 15 minutes of fame. Like, and 15 minutes of fame can come easier now because it's virality.
Yeah.
So it's really content rules everything around me.
I know. And it's hard to carve out a niche, but Amish TikTok, that's where you're like, I'm actively Amish because there are a bunch of ex-Amish TikTokers. Yeah. That space is getting crowded.
Yeah.
But for you to say, I'm actively Amish right now and I'm TikToking, nobody was doing what Sarah Joy
was
doing.
You know what's crazy? I have been, for the past like few months doing, or not few, like few
you're
weeks,
Amish?
Doing a joke about like how everyone is in their own whatever bubbles and everything. And the punchline has to do with like, have you been following the Mennonite drama as a joke?
Wow.
Because I was like, what is the like most ridiculous? I think what I say, I think it's like, have you been following the Mennonite thruple drama? Or so, like, I just find like the most like discordant things to get whatever. As a joke, as the being like, this is the type of stuff people are looking at. I cannot believe that I'm coming on this podcast and you're literally giving me Mennonite TikTok drama.
Absolutely. As you've been making that joke, I have been following the Mennonite
drama. It's insane.
Wow. Well, truth is, you know, stranger than fiction.
All right. So
truth
I think
and comedy.
We're all coming down on the side that Sarah Joy is not an active member of the Amish community.
No.
I have to say, my distrust of everyone, I basically think everyone at all times on the internet is lying. Like any influencer, I don't think journalists are lying, but like any influencer whose whole thing is like, I'm a mom, I'm a whatever, 90% of it is.
The babies are fake.
The babies are fake.
I'm going to push back on that and say that the confidence activist is extremely confident.
She's very confident and very stupid.
Well, that has nothing to do with confidence.
Okay, but confident and stupid actually segues us perfectly into our cursed content for today. George, cursed content is our segment where we share content that is cursed, upsetting, reveals something deeply troubling about the world around us. I saw this. It was coming up on Twitter. It was not just a TikTok thing. This made it to Twitter, so you might have seen it.
Great.
It was on Black Twitter for sure.
Yeah. Okay. This is a new song by the artist Shannon Blake has taken the internet by storm. Blake has 859,000 followers on TikTok. This video has amassed 1.7 million views on TikTok. That doesn't even account for Twitter, where I saw it going absolutely everywhere. So I'm going to play the song for you guys.
Okay.
And then we'll just we'll do a breakdown of the lyrics. For those listening at home, what you need to imagine as you're hearing the song play is a blonde white woman in her car with dreadlocks and just kind of in maximalist Coachella regalia, I would
boho
say.
Boho, for sure. Mm-hmm.
But she's boho.
I would say burner.
Yeah, I think, but that I feel like
burner,
yeah,
and
like
Coachella.
Yeah, like max to the max of all of that. Okay, we're gonna play.
Oh,
this.
I've seen this.
Wow,
yes.
See this one.
I've been learning shit from the aliens, like how we're all connected to the pyramids, and how we used to use them for time traveling. Now I'm astral projecting, remembering how to navigate the ether. Sound heals didgeridoo, singing bowls every lyric. Medicinal truth, sound transforms DNA. My mind's making things move. Whoa. Kidney infection, I heal that too. I've been doing things your brain can't compute. They'll say it's magic, but you could do it too. Just open up your heart and let it channel through.
Okay.
Okay. I will say, while I have seen that visually, I had never clicked on it, so that was my first time actually hearing the song. I recognize the woman. She is an icon. She's a legend.
Yeah. I would encourage anyone listening who has not heard this to pause and go look at the image.
The way
of
that
the
you
girl.
She spells Shannon is insane. Though.
Yeah, it is spelled Shannin. So if you're searching for Shannon Blake, that's an important.
Yeah, not Irish way. The Arkansas way.
No. So, yeah, this went super viral. I would say that the beginning lyrics, I've been chilling in the mountains of Peru, drinking ayahuasca with the shamans too, cup of San Pedro to shift the mood. I think that where it really switches is when she says, I've been learning shit from the aliens, like how we're all connected to the pyramids and how we use them for time traveling.
Yeah, that one lost me.
I think that up until that moment, maybe this would not have become the viral moment. And then when she says, did you know that we're all connected to the pyramids and we use them to time travel? That's when I said, okay, now I need to know more.
Apparently, that is some kind of really deep, I'm not even going to say QAnon, like it's rumored to be like a white supremacist theory that like aliens came to white people. Like it's crazy. Like,
yeah, it's rooted in this idea that like basically like African people couldn't have created the pyramids. So it actually makes more sense that aliens created the pyramids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was about to give her the benefit of the doubt. I was about to be like, she's speaking metaphorically. Like it's a song.
No,
did not know the roots.
George.
No, that's like a real conspiracy theory. Now, I don't know if you sat down with Shannon Blake, if she would understand that that's like the root of where that conspiracy that she now ascribes to comes from.
I do think the elephant in the room, again, to go back to the confidence activist, the elephant in the room in a lot of these cases is just people being dumb. I understand that those can overlap. You can be both dumb and racist.
Well,
you can be,
also,
you know.
But I see when you said elephant in the room, I thought you were going to say that all these people are appropriating Black culture.
Well, that goes without saying.
I don't think Sarah Joy is. If I could, one thing for Sarah Joy is that she is ensconced in white culture down.
But she's still appropriating.
It's true. It's she's definitely appropriating.
But I'm talking about confidence activists.
Confidence activists, yes. Shannon, I'm like.
Shannine.
I'm like, listen, obviously, yes, there is clear cultural appropriation happening. But I'm like, what if Shannon literally has only met other white people that look like that? And they're like, she looks cool. Like, I want to look like that. Like, no, I don't even know how much of it is conscious or how much of it is literally her copying someone of a different culture rather than her just like being in Peru, being with other people that are there for an ayahuasca retreat and just like sort of repeating things she's heard.
Yeah, I just feel like there is such like people who are so into being conscious that it completely circles around and then just like
and they're the dumbest person
ever. And also the cadence of her rap, the criticism that it is getting online, yes, is that the cadence of how she raps is mimicking a specific kind of Chicago style rap in the mid 2010s of like think Chance the Rapper. Even she sounds like No Name, like,
yeah, I could see the No Name, yeah
thing,
definitely.
Of like in her other songs, she sounded a lot like Chance the Rapper, of like kind of like a singy rap, like whatever, but it's interesting.
I think her style is derivative, I would say.
Yes, undoubtedly. I would not say she's a true original.
One other lyric that I did want to address is is that she is kidney infection. I healed that too.
Yeah.
That stuck out to me because I'm concerned that she still has a kidney infection.
Yeah.
That she needs to go to the doctor.
That said, that's the merch right there, because I will be buying kidney infection. I healed that too baseball caps.
And I have questions about the kidney infection because sometimes, right, there's two theories. Kidney infections happen when, like, one very common way is untreated UTIs, mm-hmm, which would make sense with the Peru ayahuasca of it all.
Situation. There is a male person that she sings and raps with sometimes, too, which, like, I couldn't even get into, but...
he probably gave her an UTI.
He looks like he could give a UTI.
Yeah. No, and, I mean, listen.
Someone has a UTI.
Yeah. She, without sin, cast the first stone, you know?
Yeah.
We've all slept with guys that I'm like, this guy's gonna give me a UTI.
And then you get one and you're like, yeah,
I did it to myself.
Now I have to heal this with my mind.
And no amount of therapy is gonna do that. And then another thing is, like, sometimes when you pee in dirty streams or something, that can also cause some kind of infection shit.
Leaving also a bathing suit on too long.
We are all becoming the Mennonite conspiracy theorists. Like, we're literally debating how and why she got a UTI that led to a kidney infection.
I'm just saying possible theories.
Yes.
That we're doing, you know, this is deep thinking that we do here. It's not straight alike.
Can I ask something? Okay, wow. Can I ask something, which is, are we certain this is not a bit? Are we certain this is not comedy?
No, the dreads.
She seems pretty earnest. Like, I went to her page, and she has a lot of music that is vain. She's also got the guy.
And does she live in Peru?
No, she lives in North Carolina.
Oh.
No, she's just been in the mountains of Peru.
She is from North Carolina.
Yeah. She's just like a regular girly. There's some videos of her like walking around George's and process. Singing.
In like a downtown Charlotte or downtown.
Yeah, she looks like she's in like a
southern. She's very downtown Charlotte.
Yeah, she looks like she's in like a southern downtown area. She does a lot of stuff that's like,
no, she hosts
I'm on my goddess shit. I'm a big bad bitch. Like, that's
she's the coolest person in the
Well, she hosts the open mic. Yeah, she hosts the open mic at the one like brewery in downtown Charlotte.
Yes.
In the sort of like hipster part of it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And she's killing it.
And
in that one place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as I said, with the comedy clips, it went outside the community.
Exactly.
By posting it online.
But I mean, this is why, like, even with the worst possible people, there is a part of me that has so much empathy, because I'm like, I know what it's like for you to think, oh, this is kind of funny, something I did, I'll promote it. Next thing you know, some random person in Sweden is like calling for you to be murdered or whatever.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Because guess what? It should be okay to be in your niche community in Charlotte and do an open mic. And you should not, like, I don't know.
She, all of her other music is very it's not something that would go viral like this because it is very like you attract what you put out, right. Like stuff like that. Spilled. Just like kind of basic. Yeah. Thank you for saying that, Mama, for spilling.
Where's what does Mama Tot think about this?
I don't know if Mama Tot has seen this.
Okay.
don't know if this has made it to Mama Tot. But I'm sure that Mama Tot, I think Mama Tot would agree with some of the stuff she's saying about being a like good energy and bringing positivity.
Yeah. But what about the alien shit? Probably Mama Tot would not.
You know what? I think that Mama Tot would like demur on that. She would say, I've never looked into that. I've never heard that. You know what? I'm going to have to look more into that. I feel like it's like she was slowly but surely just doing all her like woo woo songs. Mm-hmm. And then she unfortunately misstepped with we used the pyramids for time traveling. Yeah. And I healed a kidney infection with my mind.
Yeah.
And that could happen. You know, that happens.
Perfect segue.
We're going to close out the show with Grasshole of the Week. And Grasshole of the Week is a segment where we pick the person who has to log off the most. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And for the first time in Grasshole history, we have an anonymous Grasshole. We do not know
the
name of this Grasshole.
Wow.
I'm sure we could dig deep and find it, but I'm not going to do that.
Redditors, get on it. Sarah Joy Snark, pivot to finding this person.
This was also on Reddit. So, okay. So today's Grasshole takes us to two different foreign lands.
Wow.
The foreign land, one of the United Kingdom.
Mm.
And also the incredibly foreign land of LinkedIn.com. Mm. Now you're saying...
I don't know nothing about
that. I mean, LinkedIn.com, I'm like, I would rather be on TikTok every second of every day than have to log into LinkedIn.com once.
Well, okay. This is... Now, in case you don't know what LinkedIn.com is, it's a business and employment-focused social media platform that works through websites and mobile apps. And there's a very, very typical LinkedIn cadence posting format. And it's something like, I saw a dog cross the street and I thought to myself, how does that relate to leadership? You know what I mean?
Yes, literally.
Like, can you guys say you're kind of like improvise a LinkedIn post?
Oh, sure, sure.
As I was pouring my morning cereal, I thought about what it means to be an active participant in my own life.
Mm.
And to take on the value of nourishing myself with cereal. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do for your company as a brand manager.
Exactly. Exactly.
My fiance and I end every day by going through our key wins of the week, both in our personal and professional lives. And then as we have our nightly, what's the smoothie that everyone... the smoothie that's like a Soylent? Meal replaced. As we have our nightly Soylent...
Wow.
We strategize new ways to synergize for the rest of the week.
Wow.
Okay, yes. These are two really strong examples of typical LinkedIn posts. Mm-hmm. Things that are crazy that tie back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, this why we're doing this Grasshole is because this all began by a woman named Kelly, Kelly, in quote unquote, in Manchester, England, who posted the following on her LinkedIn page. Apologies for not posting earlier. Had a wonderful night at the Women's Power Awards in Manchester last night. But unfortunately, my husband found the picture of me with two fingers up my vagina, which I'd sent to Gareth, I'm not going to say the last name, of Sovcat, parentheses, Leeds. So I think that's the location of that company, who I've been having an affair with for the past 9 months. So as you can imagine, it's been a hectic day moving out of the family home and trying to talk to our children about why I'd thrown the family away for some extramarital penis in a few hotels around Leeds, the back of a car, and even in an alleyway. I will be, however, be back posting in full force shortly, so bear with me whilst I unpack all my belongings at my friend's house where I'm currently residing and working from the spare room.
And this was posted on LinkedIn.
On her LinkedIn. This was on her LinkedIn.
See, this is a mystery to me.
So it's important to note that Kelly's job title also changed to the following. Kelly, senior leader. Cocksucker, sustainability, content strategy.
All right, so obviously the husband went in and wrote this for her. Okay, it took me a second to understand what was going on.
Yes, so yeah, exactly. Like you said, George, people were like, okay, this woman was obviously hacked by her husband. But she took to LinkedIn again to clear up any confusion. Morning, all. My account has not been hacked. I posted to admit I've been having an affair for the last 9 months to a year. And it came to head, parentheses, pardon the pun, yesterday when my husband noticed the photo sent of me with two fingers up my vagina to Gary.
I love how many times they're specifying what the photo was. I'm glad we know.
Also, the number of fingers, that's camp, yeah, to specify two fingers.
To which Gareth responded with a picture of his leanus out on a desk. I flashed up on Instagram and my husband saw it. I've moved out of the family home, which I have wrecked, having previously shared it with me, three children, and with me, with my three children. I'm sorry, this is
British. With me, three children.
And I'm currently setting up temporary home in a friend's spare room. Oh. Due to issues being experienced, I'm not working for the remainder of the week, but we'll be back in full flow work-wise next week.
I just want to say, due to issues being experienced, I'm not working through the week is me every week.
Yeah, I'm going to just start saying that in general.
Thank you for your concern, but it's really not necessary. I'm a big believer in living by your decisions and owning them, regardless of their type. So now we can, again, deduce that the poster is actually Kelly's scorned husband.
Yeah.
And babes, he needs to log off.
Did he post the second update as well? Okay, so he's been posting, he's posted all of these.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I feel like
because they're linguistically consistent throughout, it's all Kelly's husband.
And has there been a new post since all of this?
Well, her LinkedIn is deleted.
Is deleted, now. Okay. Yeah. Because my other theory, which is less exciting, is just that, like, it's just a random, it's someone messing with her and there's no truth to the story and it's not her husband. It's just like they were trying to find like the dumbest possible thing they could write to like mess with this woman.
I think it's her husband.
You think it's the husband.
That's what the internet is saying. And well, it is all right. I mean, you know, this post went super viral because now LinkedIn is looking more like Facebook.
Yes.
And, yeah. Yeah. So
that's some real mess. I do feel like you have to delete the entire LinkedIn at that point because it's like, this was your professional page. Yeah. And I know you can probably delete the individual post, but it's
no, you can't.
You've had more than one post go up that said, photo of me with two fingers in my vagina. Like, you gotta just, we're just starting from scratch here.
And here's the ethical concern, you know, the ethical debate is that people are like, look, it sucks that she cheated, but you're fucking with her, like, career. Like, that's fucked up and crazy, so.
Well, I would say that's one of many things that's wrong with it, if it's the husband. Like, I think you're also humiliating the children. Like, you are humiliating yourself, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's, I have to agree it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that's my final word on the matter.
Yeah, you know, I get being upset. I imagine it was very shocking for him to find that photo of her with two fingers
he
on
has
her vagina.
Just, he has to, from Gareth. He has to sit down and write one of those emails you don't send.
Yeah. I imagine it was shocking for him to see the reply where his penis is out on a desk.
Yeah. I would love to see Gareth's penis out on a desk. I would like to compare it to the husband's and see what we're working with here.
Well, maybe that's why someone got to post it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, you can't, first of all, self-preservation, like, you guys are now going into a custody battle and potential, like, child, child support payment situation. Yes. You can't be knocking her income down like that by making her the CEO of
Cocksucker. Well, by the way, the law favors women. The law favors women, and it's not helping your case if you're so unstable that you are like hacking into her LinkedIn and posting about two fingers up her vagina.
Yeah.
But sending it to Gareth.
Who full replied, name.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And company and the location of the company. And he replied with his penis out.
Yeah, on the desk.
On the desk. On the desk. Penis out on the desk, which also probably could get Gareth fired.
Yeah.
Gareth fired.
They could say, hey, what have you been doing in your office?
You know, the only good part of corporate culture is just how hot it is to have an affair in an office.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason they should maintain like old-fashioned cubicle culture.
But that's why all these people hate working from home.
Exactly.
Because they can't cheat on their spouses.
They can't. Although they can take as many photos of their penises on desks as they want.
Anyone can put their penis on a desk if you got a penis on a desk, You can take that photo.
Yeah. And you can reach out to me on LinkedIn if you have any photos of penises on desk.
Yeah. You can't hack into
your wife's LinkedIn.
I will say, of all the internet stories, that one spoke the most to me. Because I'm like, this is just a good old fashioned. Because it doesn't. It's a good old fashioned, like, personal problem that people are airing out. It's reality TV. Yeah. It's like drama. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's nothing like. It's not the dark underbelly of society. Like, it's just two people. One had an affair, the other one was mad and really acted out. And there's something so deeply human and relatable about that.
Unlike
someone pretending to be a Mennonite, like someone thinking that aliens, you know, control the pyramids and it's also a racist conspiracy theory. Like that.
And we use them to time travel. Yes. That's like, an important
this
part.
Is like, yes. This cheating scandal. It's so beautifully Obama era to me.
Yeah.
This is pre-Trump. This is like, we didn't know what QAnon was, and people were just having affairs at the office.
But I feel like there is something dark about putting it on LinkedIn, and I feel like that's why it's sticking
out. It's definitely dark, yes.
So there is a darkness there.
But also LinkedIn is so evil that I'm like, how fun that there's like some excitement going on.
That's something crazy.
That is literally the most interesting thing that has happened on LinkedIn this week, like by far.
Absolutely. I mean, I do think it's funny that you can change someone's, like, that you can say you work at Cocksucker on LinkedIn. I feel like that's something where LinkedIn could be like, is this a company?
Yeah.
Well,
she's freelance.
Yeah. Well, apparently not. Apparently she was full-time for 9 months.
That's right.
And did not get that promotion. Well, George.
It's been an honor. I've learned so much.
Wow. How do you feel about TikTok?
I mean, I have to say, my opinion on it has not changed.
Only
I do feel like I used to feel so on top of internet culture because, again, I was like addicted to Twitter, which is where so much stuff happened. Yeah. And I would always know immediately what the drama of the day was. Are people debating whether or not you should wash your legs? I knew about it. 9 a.m. I was there. Like, are people debating Bean Dad? I'm already caught up.
We have a search history on Bean Dad. Subscribe to the Patreon. Like,
Bean Dad.
The guy, story was crazy.
Topanga husband.
Shrimp.
Like,
we got that
stuff. Well. I'm telling you, 8:40 a.m., I was there and I was ready to write a blog post about it. And it does make me a little sad that now I am one of those, like, quote unquote, old people who will find out about this when it's written on BuzzFeed rather than when it's actually online. But I'm sort of like, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm like, maybe that is what it means to
get older.
Slowly get older on the internet.
And you can come, but the thing is now, the thing about TikTok is that you will have access to stuff, but it's so segmented.
Exactly.
That there's no way for you to possibly know every single drama at all anyway.
Yeah. Which is the point of this podcast.
No, and I think you guys are doing a real service, genuinely.
Thank you.
But
it's important for every guest to tell us how.
Yeah, exactly. No, at the end we say, what do you think? You know what my comfort
level
is?
My comfort level for internet discourse is like the cut age gap essay. Yeah. I'm like, I can read the essay, I can read a few funny takes on it, and then I can, you know.
Well, we're probably going to do a whole episode
I was about to say that's very up your alley.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, we did an episode about the $50,000 in a shoebox.
Of course. So,
anyway, George, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me at George Tsiveras on all platforms except TikTok. And please listen to Stradio Lab.
There's an episode with me on it.
That's right. Very and true. We have to get Elise on it.
I would love
to get Elise on the show.
You heard it here.
But Millie, your topic was McDonald's. Yes.
But we ended up talking about how gay Chick-fil-A is.
Yes, that's right. And I think we ranked the sauces from gay to straight.
And there's a lot of gay sauces.
There's a lot of gay sauces.
The zesty avocado lime.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I went to like a fancy fried chicken place last night, and the entire time I was like, I wish I was just a Chick-fil-A.
Well, I was just thinking, I'm like, should I get Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's? Mm.
I've been really into Popeyes recently because there's one close to this gay bar I go to, and I had not had Popeyes in over a decade, and now I'm back to being fully obsessed with it.
Well, Popeyes is great for like a bar food and whatever. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so we'll find you on those platforms and at Popeyes by the gay bar.
Find me at Popeyes in Bed-Stuy. Yeah.
Okay.
No need to educate him about orange wine. He's gotten the message.
I got it.
He's been educated thoroughly on the topic. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Pandalise and on TikTok at Elise Navidad. And you can follow this podcast everywhere at Go Touch Grass Pod.
Yes, you can follow me at Millie_Tamaris on TikTok and Instagram. And And at Millie Tamaris on Twitter, because I'm still there and I'm
and me too. It's you're still on there, aren't you?
No,
I'm off as Elise Morales, but okay. The thing is, I'm logged in on the Go Touch Grass Pod Twitter, and I see what's going on.
She's there. But guess what? Elise is on Threads.
Damn.
I am looking at Threads, and I have to say, what I'm seeing, I don't love.
Yeah.
I don't love what I'm seeing on Threads.
Twitter, I hate to say it, sort of is back. And
no, it is.
It's like a little back.
It is.
It's like funnier than it's been. I'm like having fun.
Because all the lame people that said, I'm leaving.
Left. It's now just people who are fully like irony poisoned, insane people like us.
Or the most insane Republican people.
Or the most insane. Yeah. Yes.
And but Threads, fun. As I've said, is the most humorless, weird LinkedIn people who all
It's posy vibes.
But they're yelling at each other. They're yelling at each other in the name of positive vibes. It's Got the it. Craziest place I've ever seen. I am obsessed with just the mountain of negativity that it actually is for the place that's supposed to be positive vibes. Huh. It's all people fighting with each other.
Well, speaking of mountains of negativity, we have a great episode on our Patreon it's an extended Politic TikTok episode. Yes. We talk all things about Ron DeSantis's trying to ban social media for people under 14.
Yep.
We talk about
Meta censoring political content.
And finally, we talk about the issue at hand. Millie Tamaris has been vindicated because the Department of Justice is suing Apple for fucking antitrust predatory things on the American population. Listen to the deep dive. Yep. I am on a soapbox.
And it is glorious to see.
And I said, listen, I'm going to vote because I want to see this out.
You're voting for the DOJ.
I'm voting for the DOJ. Listen, Merrick Garland, let's go.
All right, Merrick Garland, let's go. And until next time,
go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.